Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Everybody here has a thorn in the flesh, with few exceptions. They're all kind of physical pain and physical thorns that we have. It seems like cancer is exploding. It seems like heart problems are out of proportion. And everybody has a problem with their back. I mean, just tell somebody you've got a back problem, you'll have 15 remedies immediately right there. And we all have these thorns, different diseases.
The truth is, God can bring healing into your life. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, God Can Heal Me, where he explores scripture for proven truth about God's power to lead you out of bitterness and into his healing. So stay right there. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to hear about an exciting offering this month during the Easter season. It's Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. These teachings take you to the foot of the cross for the last moments of Jesus' life so you can hear his final words of comfort and truth. This powerful series offers you peace and hope for every season straight from Christ's lips right to your heart. We want to send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Can God Heal Me?
Get your Bibles open. Have your Bibles with you. Lift them up, would you? Oh, me. Great. Someone says when you hear the pages of a Bible turning, you're hearing angel wings. And I think that's true. Our scripture, I'm going to read only one verse, is our text. It's that 27th verse that we find in Exodus 15. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Do you have any poetry left in you after a long week? If so, you can really identify with that verse. And they, the Israelites, came to Elim, where there was 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there. Let's prepare for the teaching of the word. Father, speak clearly and directly. So that as this soloist and this choir has said so magnificently, we'll leave this place knowing that something happened in our minds, in our hearts, in our lives. Some will have been turned 180 degrees around. Lord, do that supernatural work here in this place today. Let me get out of the way. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a boy, I played flat out. Know what that means? I wasn't the fastest or the biggest or the strongest and certainly not the best athlete, but I'll tell you, when I entered into a contest, I didn't leave anything on the field. I went flat out. And I remember when I was a little guy, I don't know how old, we were playing football and somebody threw a pass and I was determined to catch it. So flat out, I went ready to catch the pass and I ran right through two or three rose bushes. I'm sure I was scratched up. The only thing I remember is there was one thorn that went deep behind my knee. I must have just driven it into that bush, and the thorn broke off deep behind my knee. And so my mom, my dad, they couldn't get it out, so we called our family doctor, Dr. Gatlin. And in those days, believe it or not, doctors made house calls. In our little town, when he got through with the clinic, he came by our house with that black bag in his hand. And as a boy, I thought that black bag and Dr. Gatlin could heal anything. I really did. Anything. And so he came by and he put me on the bed, and Dr. Gatlin just dug that thorn out. And I'll never forget it. I still got a scar. Every time I read in the scripture about Paul's infamous thorn in the flesh, I'd say, identify with that. But not really, because we don't know what Paul's thorn was. And we're glad, I'm glad we do not know, because there's been a lot of speculation. Some think he had malaria. That's the reason the illness would come and it would go with high fever. And some think it was his eyesight. Some think it was some kind of tremendous temptation he battled with. And some think that perhaps it was his wife, though she is never spoken of in Scripture. We know he had to be married to be a member of the Sanhedrin. We don't know exactly what that thorn was. But we know it was there. And Paul prayed three times, God, heal me of this thorn. He must have said, how much better can I speak and teach and travel and do my sideline work of tent making and do your kingdom work if I didn't have this thorn? But three times, as he prayed for healing, God said, no, no, no. Until finally, Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, figured it out. God said to him, Paul, you gotta have that thorn to keep you humble. And then God said to Paul, it is through that weakness that I get a chance to show off my strength. When we are weak, that gives God a chance to show off his strength. Now, everybody here has a thorn in the flesh, with few exceptions. Somebody would say, well, you didn't say that accurately. Some of us have thorns in the flesh, and we do. They're all kind of physical pain and physical thorns that we have. It seems like cancer is exploding. It seems like heart problems are out of proportion. And everybody has a problem with their back. I mean, just tell somebody you've got a back problem, you'll have 15 remedies immediately right there. And we all have these thorns, different diseases and different problems, different challenges. Some we were born with them. We carry around these debilities all of our life. Some we have picked up along the way. But all of us have, with few exceptions, maybe the very youngest among us, different kinds of physical thorns, pain. And we would like for those physical thorns to be healed. But also we have thorns that you don't see. Those spiritual thorns, those hidden thorns, because of how we were brought up. Many were abused verbally, emotionally, sexually. There's a lot of pain that has come through. We were neglected. Some parents were overbearing. Some parents were just totally tolerant. And so we all have the results of all the different homes upon which we were brought up. And then we have all the things that have happened to us in our life. As a result of this, some of us are just naturally angry. Some of us are just naturally tentative. Some of us have a tough time making a decision. And so all of these thorns, physical, mental, emotional, psychological, they all have a bearing in our lives because we are a people of thorns. And therefore, we come to the name of God, which says Jehovah Rapha. Remember, Jehovah is a synonym for Yahweh. So here we have the double name, the compound name, that here is the proper name of Jesus, Jehovah or Yahweh, and now Rapha. It is, I am that I am, your healer.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final moments on earth were filled with powerful words that offer you peace and hope in every season. And Dr. Young wants to help you explore those dynamic moments on the cross by sending you his four-message series, Famous Last Words. This special Easter resource is our way to thank you for your support to help The Winning Walk continue to encourage people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your own copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a look at the teaching coming up after the break.
He said he cried out unto the Lord. You pray, you seek him.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Can God Heal Me?
We have looked at God as Elohim, as Creator. We have looked at God as El Elyon, as the God who is sovereign, the God who is in control. And then we look finally at Yahweh, the God who is, the God who is I am. And now we look at Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. How we need Jehovah Rapha to come and heal these thorns. Now, to best understand this name of God, we go back to where the name was first mentioned in the scripture. And that is in our chapter in Exodus chapter 15. But the first part of Exodus 15 should come as a surprise. Now, where we are in the pilgrimage of God's people, remember Moses had gone back. He'd become the liberator. God gave him those 10 plagues he brought upon the Egyptians. And then he took that rod and he struck the sea and it divided and the Israelites went on the other side. And when they got on the other side, they began to celebrate their safety. Can you imagine all those generations? They said, one day we'll go back to the promised land. God has a land for us that is bountiful, that is beautiful, that is nourishing, that is pristine. One day we'll go back there. And now finally they were in that promised land. They were in the Sinai Peninsula. And what's the first thing they did? They had a party. They celebrated. They worshiped and gave praise to God. Incidentally, the first time a song was ever written down in history, first time was in Genesis chapter 15. Moses wrote it, and it's quite a hymn. It's full of phrases of praise to God, thanksgiving to God, God the miracle worker, the God who brought us out of the land. And it's stanza after stanza and word after word of adoration and shouting and praise and singing to Almighty God. Is it any wonder? They'd been a slave people all of those years. And now Moses, remember the first 40 years, he was God's somebody. The next 40 years, he was God's nobody. And now he was leading them out and he was God's nobody. That's what we want to be, ladies and gentlemen, God's nobody. God can use nobodies who belong to him. And now he had led them out and they were celebrating. This goes on for 3 days. By the way, Miriam writes a couple of verses there. And Miriam brings in the tambourine. So all the women began to dance and to praise, and they had quite a celebration. They were at long last in the promised land, back home, ready to cross Jordan. End of 3 days, Moses says, all right, let's move out. Jesse said, wagons, ho, I don't know. But he had them organized. By the way, there were 1.5 million at least. A lot of people, 1.5 million. And they move out and they go for 3 days and they do not find water. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. A day without water, 2 days without water, 3 days without water, a note of desperation sets in anybody. And then we pick up exactly what happened in our scripture. Look at verse 22 there of this 15th chapter. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea. This is after all the celebration. And they went out in the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And they came to Marah. They could not drink the waters of Marah. They were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Now, before you're too hard on them, what would you have done? They spent their whole life grumbling in Egypt. We're slaves. God's forgotten us. Look what we're going through. Look at the privation. Look at the exploitation. Look how we've been used by these Egyptians. And they grumbled and grumbled, and now they go in the promised land. They have 3 day celebration, and Moses leads them, and now they have no water. And then finally they come to a place, and Moses says, look, there's water. There's a spring up here. And they run to the spring, and they put their head down in the water to drink, and it's bitter. You can't drink it, Marah. It's bitter water. Is anybody here bitter? Let's be honest. Well, what? When do you get bitter? When do I get bitter? I get bitter when I feel like I'm being used, right? Bitterness. I get bitter when I feel like I'm being exploited. I get bitter when people lie about me. And I get bitter when sometimes people tell the truth about me and I don't like it. You like that? You know? Yeah. If you're married to somebody who is negative and bitter, God help you. There's a lot of bitterness running around. Are you bitter? Are you drinking the water of Marah there in your life? Do you work around people? Do you live with people? Do you know people that are bitter? And you say, what do you do about bitterness? That's what the question is. Where do we get some good water? Where do we get some water? We're thirsty. We can't drink this bitter water. When you drink bitter water for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets in your bones, in your feet, in your blood, in your partial, in your mind. And before long, you wake up and essentially you are bitter. Oh, if only this had not happened. If only this had taken place. If I had not lost my job, but that person had not. And we get bitter and bitter and bitter. And then sometimes we get over bitterness and we go back and visit it again. I know you've done that. I've done that. Go back and get bitter all over again. What is the answer to bitterness? We have it right here in Scripture. It'll work right now, just like it did in that day. Look at the answer to bitterness, verse 25. The question is, what shall we drink? And then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. And there he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. What do you do when you get bitter? Two things. You pray and you obey. That's what he did. That's what we're to do.
Today's message, Can God Heal Me?, will continue in just a moment with Dr. Ed Young. But right now, we want to remind you how to get your copy of Dr. Young's special Easter resource, his four-message series, Famous Last Words. The last words Christ spoke while he hung on the cross hold comfort and truth for your life today. And we want to help you hear them clearly by sending you this powerful series as thanks for your donation. Your support is vital to helping The Winning Walk continue to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we wrap up today's program, Dr. Young is here to share more proven truth about God's healing nature. Dr. Young, many Christians listening today are dealing with health problems, disabilities, emotional scars. What would you say to someone who's waiting for relief, but God hasn't brought them healing yet?
God heals all of His children. He heals all of His children in heaven. Mark that down. In Romans 8, you have an interesting verse there. I think it's the 10th, 11th verse, and I'll paraphrase it. It says, "The suffering we experience on this earth is nothing compared to the glory that is waiting for us in heaven." We certainly want our suffering to be limited on this earth. We certainly pray, when we pray God's will be done, that we ask that these loved ones be healed. We ask for relief about our own problems. We have to remember that the Apostle Paul had that infamous thorn in the flesh. He prayed and prayed and prayed, and finally God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient." Perhaps in Paul's case, we don't want to read into this what God was doing, but in Paul's case, Paul, with his brilliance, with who he was, Roman citizen, a member of the Sanhedrin in all probability, a Pharisee among the Pharisees, perhaps Paul would have been too prideful. Perhaps Paul would have been too aloof. Perhaps Paul would have been too above the people had he not had that thorn in the flesh. We don't know what the thorn was. There are a lot of speculation. A lot of medical experts have tried to read into the symptoms that Paul tells us about. Maybe it was malaria. Maybe it was elephantitis. We don't know what he had. But one thing for sure, it was that buffet, that pain that kept him humble, and perhaps the secret of his power. Christ tells us when we're weak, that's when God shows off His strength. So my prayers go out for those who are suffering pain, loss, brokenness, health challenges, vicarious suffering of others. But we have to always, when pain strikes us, when that bad diagnosis comes, we have to ask, "Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying to me? How would you have me to use this challenge, this problem, this sickness?" And sometimes we never know how He uses it. But so many times I know that after someone has graduated from this earth, people look back and say, "You know, it was their sickness, the way they handled this brokenness, the way they walked through this dark valley of depression, that meant more to me and did more to lead me to Christ than any other single thing." So the great I Am is using us in health and using us in a lack of health. Mountains and valleys, we need both of them so that truly we can represent Christ in every walk of life.
Very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ, and we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. Dr. Young wants to point you toward the peace and hope Christ shared in His last words on the cross. And in this powerful series, you'll dig deep into those final moments to hear the comfort and truth Jesus has for you. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for tuning in today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young finishes up today's message with more about God's desire to heal you both inside and out.